Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Tipsy Tourism, the podcast where we visit top tourist attractions whilst enjoying some alcoholic beverages in an incredibly responsible manner. I'm Chelsea and I choose the activity.
And I'm James and I choose the drink.
And last episode we discussed all the fun things that you can get up to in Krakow in Poland.
There were loads of great options. Go back and listen to the last episode if you're interested in visiting yourself. But out of all of those, for this episode, we have selected the Segway Tour.
So, I didn't join in there, because I like your use of we. Yeah. I would say that I know that I normally select the activity, but you had quite a hard steer into this week's activity.
Yeah, well, you didn't want to do the scary experience.
No, I did not.
So this is kind of like a compromise. I'm going to challenge you a little bit.
James, you know me.
Yeah.
You know how clumsy I am.
Yeah.
I might die today.
Maybe. So, nerve settling time.
Right.
We have a drink and I've gone for a vodka.
Oh.
Now, Russians say the Russians invented it and the Polish say that the Poles invented it.
Really?
And also the Swedes say the Swedes invented it. But it was around the 13th century. And one of them invented it.
Okay.
Don't know who it was, but the Poles do love a flavoured vodka.
Oh, do they? Is that what we're going for?
We're going to have a flavoured vodka.
Oh, yes.
Do you like plums?
I love plums.
Good. Ooh.
Oh,
now, don't spill any. Oh, hang on.
Have you spilled?
I might have spilled.
James!
I billed. No, I didn't.
Good. You're on a very nice sofa in the hotel room, so no spillage, please.
Polish word for vodka is vodka.
Vodka.
And it means little water.
Cheers.
Little water.
I might be... Ooh, that's got a bit of a hit.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice. I might be completely incorrect in saying this, but is a W in Polish a V?
Yeah, maybe. But it's spelt with a W.
Okay.
So, but they've got some. They've got some famous vodkas that they make,
like the
Goldwasser one, Goldwasser.
I can't wait for all these pronunciations.
The one that has the gold flakes in it that float about.
Oh,
yeah, that's made in Gdansk.
Did you get told, like growing up, that the gold flakes cut your throat so that the vodka hits you quicker?
Yeah, it makes you drunker quicker.
I don't think that's a thing. That's nonsense.
And there's something else I read about Polish vodka. Oh, that at Polish weddings, before a bride and groom enter the reception, there are two shot glasses, one filled with water and the other with vodka. The bride and groom don't know which one contains which. And the glass is offered to the bride and she picks one. And whoever consumes the vodka will become the leader in the marriage.
What?
That is something that they do. That's an old Polish vodka tradition.
I absolutely love that. Mostly because it's not just decided that the bloke will do it.
Yeah.
It's down to the vodka gods.
Yeah. Chance 50-50. So yeah, this is our plum vodka. They've got loads of different flavours. It's nice, isn't it?
I've already necked mine.
So we're not going to have loads, because in an hour and a bit, we're going to be operating...
Yeah. I'm not going to have any more.
Segway machinery.
I'm not going to have any more. I tell you what, James, in the cupboard, I've got some crisps.
Good, yeah.
I'll have some crisps and bread.
Eaten is not cheating in this scenario. No, it's been sensible.
Safety is. Don't drink and drive. Would you like to know a bit more about Segway?
Yes.
Unless you've got more vodka facts to hit at me. You looked a bit sad when I said...
No, I've got nothing else. No, I'm done. I thought that was a good thing.
This Segway tour, mm-hmm. I looked into it after you wore me down and made me agree to it. So I found one, and the description says, explore the Krakow of old, when it was first established in the 12th century. Ride your Segway through the biggest medieval square in Europe and learn about the great heritage and history of this city from a local guide.
That's good.
I'm sorry, but... Right, these medieval historical figures from Krakow will be turning in their graves.
Why?
To know that these tourists are just trundling past them on these ugly machines.
They're not ugly, they're stunning.
Honestly, they are vile.
No, they're not.
Can I admit something to you?
Yes.
I hate Segways.
Why?
Because, right.
They're banned in the UK. You can't drive them in the UK on the roads.
Yeah, part of the protest. Nothing has so quickly signified that you are a tourist. Do you not agree with that?
Well,
it's like going around with a massive bing, 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 bing above your head saying, I'm a tourist.
Not a problem for me.
And you do look like a twat.
No, you don't. You look cool.
No one looks cool on a Segway.
I'm going to look so cool.
You can wear a helmet.
I'm going to look like Tony Stark flying around the streets. I'm going to look super cool.
No, I've got to say that had we not be doing a podcast about tourism, I wouldn't go near one.
Oh, I would. This is why I'm glad we're doing it. We're going to be up to 12.5 miles an hour. The speed that we're going to be going through those streets. I can't wait to see you go down a curb.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be the highlight. Not a castle or any kind of like medieval stuff. It's you going down a curb.
Okay, what are your expectations of my skill set?
Two falls. Two falls. And about three times longer than everyone else being trained.
Wow.
That's my expectation.
That's rude.
Oh, also, we are getting 15 minutes of training before we get on.
Apparently. Yeah, that's part of it. So it's 105 minutes in total, but 15 minutes includes training. As much as I'm absolutely bashing Segways here, do you know what I do love?
What? Segways?
The price.
The price.
£13.81 each.
That is mad. That's so
105 minutes.
So cheap.
Ridiculous. So for that price, I'm willing to give absolutely anything a go.
Yeah.
If it was really expensive, nah. But James was like, go on, check the prices. I saw it and I was like, sold.
I think it's going to be brilliant. So should we head over?
Normally when we do an activity, we do have a little sip of something on the way. I say we don't do that. But we will make up for it at the end.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. And as always, we'll be sharing our five interesting things about the activity. Oh, in this case, it's going to be out Krakow Old Town.
Let's go. I'm so excited.
Me too.
We've arrived at the point.
The meeting point.
Now it says here, sign, Segway point. This must be it. But there's no one here.
It's blank.
It said to get here 5 minutes before. We've got here 2 minutes before, which for us is actually incredible.
It's also a COVID test centre. Are you Segwaying?
No, it's here.
Oh, sorry.
It's here.
Oh, there it is.
Oh my God, so behind this locked door are how many? About 10 Segways that I am about to absolutely kill myself on. Look at the helmets. You love a helmet.
That is a very big, bright, shiny helmet.
Bright orange. Oh, James, they've got micro scooters. Why don't you do a Segway and I do a micro scooter?
No.
We will not be drinking lots because we are operating machinery. But also, I had a bit of an idea. I think because we're not doing lots of drinking during this activity,
yes.
Perhaps we should add something on to the end.
Yes.
That is vodka related. It's almost like a two-in-one.
Bit of a boost.
A two-in-one tipsy tourism episode is what I'm going for here.
Good.
Hi.
Hello.
We have a Segway tour.
Yes.
Can I see your reservation?
Yes. Oh my God. It's
woman has been on it for about 2 seconds and he's let her go wild. I'm not ready for this level of responsibility, James.
My God, they've got red lights at the back.
Now, he is trailing to the side of her. I'd like that. Can I have a minder during this process?
Being taken on a walk.
Yeah, I want to be taken on a walk like a little dog.
Here we go.
It's my turn. I'm next. I'm actually shitting it. My heart is going.
You got your own personal segue.
I'm not ready.
Fully charged.
Can I just walk alongside you?
No.
Ready?
Yes, please stand on it.
She's on.
Hold it, and now lean forward.
Uh-oh.
She's on.
Oh, no, I can't do this.
No, try.
No.
No, let's try. Let's try this, because you didn't try it before, yeah?
It goes...
Let's give a try.
Okay.
If you don't like it, we have an electric scooter.
You need 3 minutes. After 3 minutes...
Okay.
Yes, exactly. Even 10. Lean forward.
There you go. She got it.
Back. Once again, lean forward.
You're like a statue.
It goes totally the opposite way I go in my head.
You should just lean forward and then say I will drive straight. Lean forward. And now lean back. Once again, lean forward.
There you go, lean forward.
And now lean back.
No, this is going to be horrific.
No, okay. You'll get it.
Don't worry, you will drive slowly after me.
I will drive very slowly.
Yes, don't worry.
So why am I going backwards?
Lean forward.
Because you don't lean forward, because you're stopped.
But, so you can you never be...
Yeah, you can be still.
Still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's practice here, please.
Okay.
Nyong.
Yes.
There you go, you got it.
Yes.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Here he comes.
Here I am.
Do you want to go for a little race?
Yeah, I'm just going to go for a little test drive.
Right, I'm coming after you.
Right, stop in front of me. Don't crash now. Can you stay still now? Yeah, and can you spin around like that?
I did a pirouette.
There you go.
Okay, I feel a bit better now.
You got it.
Genuinely, when we got on, that's the least natural thing I've ever done.
Yeah, no, but you'll get it very quickly.
It went so... the other way to everything I wanted it to do.
It's great.
James has been on for 10 seconds already flying about the place. Are we surprised? No, we're not. Right, back to base.
We look cool.
We look so stupid. Whenever I see anyone look so quiet, I think, what an absolute twat. James, look at this.
Oh.
One-handed.
No-handed. Oh, no, it stops.
Daniel Ricciardo, who? This is the bit that you don't want to keep going at.
Yeah, don't get run over by
another
tram. Oh, your first little bit of, first ramp.
Oh, yeah, I haven't done a ramp yet. Oh, Carl, please let us go. Look at us, we're not stable. Thank you, kind Carl, thank you. Oh, I did two ramps.
She
and I
did
stopped
it.
For a tram. This might be the sport for me, lads. I'm not going to lie.
You nearly took that family out.
I went around them.
Oh. He's giving us some facts.
I knew exactly what I was doing. We have just sent our way to a statue. So in front of us, it's a sculpture of a dragon.
Is that a dragon?
I think so. It's
cool.
It's like made out of rock, but it's almost like that colour that copper fades to. And it's breathing fire!
One.
So every 5 minutes.
That's pretty cool.
This dragon breathes fire 3 times. And that was the most perfect timing. We've just got off our segues now.
Well, he did say it happens every 5 minutes, so you know.
Yeah, we could be waiting 4 minutes and 52 seconds, James.
Yeah. And we have been here a minute, so...
I think you'll find that with my description, it was perfect timing.
Yes, it was perfect.
It was like hitting the start of a song.
There it is.
A radio presenter. So we just learned that the symbol of the city is a dragon.
A dragon.
Which I think on its own isn't that interesting, but there's a story to it.
Once upon a time, there was a king called Krakus who ruled over Krakow. People were happy. They were loving life. But then, one day, they heard strange noises from underneath the castle. So they went to check, and guess what it was? No, it wasn't some leaky old pipes. It was a dragon. The dragon was proper hungry and so demanded some food. And if the residents didn't bring it any, the dragon ate them instead. Bizarrely, this created a bit of chaos in the kingdom, and the people begged their king to sort the issue out. The problem was, King Krakus was cacking his pantalons as well. And so rather than just popping off to slay the dragon, he decided to come up with a competition and said, "Whoever kills the dragon will marry my daughter Wanda and become the next king." Yes, that is a Polish accent. Loads of buff men turned up to fight the beast, but they were all killed and the dragon was only getting stronger and stronger, munching up all these brave blokes. Until one day, a poor shoemaker called Scuba realised that the dragon was a hungry old chap and so came up with a cunning plan. He took a sheep's skin and filled it with hay and sulphur. When it was ready, he threw it to the dragon, who nommed it up instantly, the greedy little bastard. However, the sulphur made him thirsty, and so the dragon scuttled over to the Vistula River, where it drank and drank and drank. Now, do you know what happens when you mix sulphur with water? You get an explosion. Kaboom! And that's exactly what happened to the dragon. The people were overjoyed. The king was overjoyed. I'm sure Wanda was also overjoyed that she had to marry some random bloke because her dad couldn't be asked to do the job himself. What a lovely story.
With the story, are you saying that's interesting?
Yes, I am.
Yes! First one, done. We are 30 minutes in and James is still having to help me get on. But otherwise, I feel like I'm getting the hang of it.
Good.
Oh, you know I'm going to fall off now. I've said that.
She's going to stack it. I'm going to go off road here.
For anyone else that's a bit worried about this, what I will say is Krakow is a great city to do it in because they have a lot of pedestrian crossings.
Yeah.
With no lights.
And not many big curbs.
No. It's quite a flat city.
Should we do a stop test?
A stop test, okay. What's it, like an emergency brake?
Yeah, in 3, 2, 1. Ooh, level.
Now we've got a race to catch up. Go, go, go. Oh, he's got ahead of me. Oh, God. You absolutely smoked me.
Eat my dust.
We're just taking a break outside one of the main universities.
There it is.
And our guide has told us some good facts, but I've done some extra digging because all of this really fascinates me. So basically, public universities here in Poland are free.
Zilch.
For students from not only Poland, but from Belarus and Ukraine as well.
Nice.
Right? However, we could still come and study here because 90% of the courses are in English.
That's good because I speak English.
Me too.
Mostly.
And I've looked at the prices.
Okay.
We are talking on average, and at this one's very prestigious. I think you could go somewhere cheaper than this. But on average, it's about £4,500 a year.
£4,500.
I can't speak. I'm so excited about how bloody cheap.
£4,500 a year, and what is it now in the UK? Like,
it's over 9,000, right?
I think it's even more.
What? Obviously, I have my money saving hat on. Straight away I thought, I bet the accommodation's cheaper too.
Send your kids to Poland.
Guess how much for student halls here if you were in a single room?
What, a month?
A month.
A month would be £200 a month.
£103.
Shit.
Isn't that ridiculous?
How much did you pay for your halls? Do you remember?
I paid, it was a lot at the time, I paid £87 a week.
Oh, you are joking me. So I went to uni, to the same university, 3 years after James.
University of Manchester?
I think mine was 58 a week, but I paid £3 more a week to have a sink in my bedroom.
Well, a sink, a luxury sink.
But I chose my halls like I choose wines. I just went with the second cheapest.
Okay, yeah.
You, what was so fancy about your halls?
Mine had an ensuite.
Oh my
an
ensuite, god.
An ensuite. And it was in Owens Park, where I wanted to be, in Fallowfield in Manchester. And it was next to the all girls halls.
Oh. So you paid the premium for
that? I paid the premium, but never saw any of the girls that were in there because they were all locked away in catered accommodation.
I think our university halls choices represents really well our approach to where we stay on holiday.
Yeah, I like luxury. I like a luxury ensuite.
And I like a sink, at least a sink, in my bedroom.
Yeah. £103 though, absolute bargain for a month.
So cheap. £87 if you're willing to share with someone.
No, I'm not.
I would pay the £15 difference there.
Lovely. Well, that's interesting.
You like that?
Yes.
Yes! But honestly, please, if you're yet to go to uni or know someone who is, tell him to come to Krakow instead.
We are here in the main square.
The second largest square in Europe, I'll have you know, James.
Not interesting. but there is something missing here that have been here in previous years.
Really?
Stuff that was here or things that were here.
It's a bloody large square. So do they used to have like a Christmas market? I can see this being Christmas markety.
That's what they're missing. Pigeons.
I mean, they have got a couple. Look up there. There's a few.
Oh, there's lots over there. Now, rats of the sky, some people call them.
Oof.
Little shitty flappy things, others call them.
Yeah.
Me. In 2019, plans came out to introduce the bird of prey to scare off the pigeons and made feeding them illegal. They were plants.
Oh.
Now, in Trafalgar Square, that's in London,
well done.
I have met Lenny, who is a bird of prey.
What?
And he is hired by the council to... He's employed by...
Does he have his own website?
Yeah, he's got an Oyster card and everything. And I've met him. He looked a bit hungover when I met him. And his job is basically to scare and tell the pigeons to fuck off.
Oh, so this is a thing.
Actual thing. But it works. Like, they send it flying about and the pigeons crap their pants and it goes away. Because in Trafalgar Square, there used to be a bird seed stall. They shut that down and there was just bird turd everywhere.
Oh, I think they used to sell bird seed here as well.
Gone.
Because I've seen that in, like, old... When I was doing research in old blogs and things like that, but I can't see anything like that now.
No.
So maybe those plans did come about.
Yeah, but some people weren't happy that they're getting rid of the pigeons.
Why?
Because I have another legend for you.
Oh my god, the Poles love their legends.
Yeah, back in the 13th century, Poland was divided into different districts, but the Prince Henry IV.
All right, Henry.
He was like, no way, we need to be together. But officially, to be crowned, he needed money.
Money is always the cause of all our issues.
But he was skint.
Oh, me too, babes.
He had no dollar or Polish krona.
No,
actually.
It's not krona.
What's it called?
Zloty.
Shit. Polish zloty. but what he did do is like what any sane person would do. He went, and obviously, to get money, he went and saw...
The banker.
A witch. So he saw a witch. And she gave him the money, but in return, she turned his knights and his courtiers into pigeons and said, when I get my money back, you can have... They'll go back to being humans and stuff again and knights and whatever.
The ultimate deposit scheme.
Yeah. However, Henry was a proper idiot and spent all of his money on the way to Rome on booze. So that is why, obviously...
Oh, so the pigeons are people.
The pigeons are knights and courtiers.
Oh, hang on. This is very like The Little Mermaid. You know when Ursula changes everyone into those little sea urchins?
No.
When they're looking for... What? You have seen Little Mermaid.
I have seen it. I can't remember that bit.
I know James seen it because I think Ariel was his first true love.
It was. She was. but yeah, same thing as old Ursula. And that's why there's so many pigeons and that's why the locals like them because they're like, oh, they're obviously knights, obviously. So is that interesting?
I do like that. I love a story, and I love the thought that the pigeons are knights from the 13th century.
Yeah.
It means I won't kick them. Not that I was kicking them before, but I won't motion to make them move. I will instead salute them.
Chelsea used to go around Trafalgar Square kicking pigeons.
No, I didn't.
That was her favourite thing to do on a Sunday afternoon.
It is quite fun to run into a crowd of pigeons.
Chelsea was like,
it?
Do you want to come in town? I'm going to go and kick some pigeons and show them who's boss. And I was like, no, I'm not actually.
That's what you did. That is horrible against animals.
Kick pigeons at 4. Have a roast at 6. That's what she used to do.
Can we not make this a thing that I'm known for? I'm not a pigeon kicker.
She does.
I'm not a pigeon kicker.
Interesting, yeah?
Yeah, you can have it.
Next.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We are still in the square, yeah. And I just realized the time. We're about to hear some music.
Yes, we are.
On the hour, every hour, a trumpet player pops his head, or her head, out of the window of St. Mary's Basilica.
Yep.
Basically, top of the tower. He sticks his head out the north turret, east, south and west windows and plays a tune on his horn. But it suddenly stops.
It falters mid note. You go, what's happened? Why have you stopped playing?
Well, it's another chuffing legend.
They're obsessed.
They are obsessed. Centuries ago, there was a watcher, and he'd basically play a tune to go, it's all right, guys, or warning.
Close those gates.
Close the fucking gates.
Someone's coming.
The baddies are coming.
The baddies are coming.
But as he was playing the tune once, someone got hold of an arrow and...
They shot an arrow
and got him straight in the windpipe.
Oh my god.
And he died.
But mid note.
So they still play the same tune and it breaks halfway through like he's been shot again. But this time they don't sacrifice a musician each time.
No. That happens on the hour, every hour, 24/7. Because we came past last night and we heard it and we did think, what is going on?
That was 11 p.m.
And also, since then, I have heard that it is a complaint from some of the tourists who stay in this area.
Is it?
In the hotel, they're like, Lovely hotel, but actually, the bloody trumpet kept me awake all night long.
Yeah.
But it's part of the legend and the myth.
And they sometimes get some famous people to do it, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jessie James.
Heather, she played the bugle.
Heather Small and Trini from Trini and Susanna have all done that.
How many of those are correct?
None.
Zero.
Well, that's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I really, really like that. I love the fact that it is a legend, but it remains a tourist attraction today.
Yes.
So that's why you're getting one, because everyone can come and enjoy the music.
Yes. There we are.
I didn't die.
We didn't die.
I feel like newly survived.
Well done.
I didn't die. Also, I think I'm bloody great. So.
You picked it up.
I think I want to buy one.
Excellent. You can commute.
Can we buy one?
Bye, Segways.
Bye-bye. The one good thing about being off is...
we can openly drink again. Oh, I mean, drink again, yeah.
I didn't have a shot. Don't drink and drive. It's bad. But here we go. I've got a new little bottle for you.
Mm-hmm.
This one is cherry. Cherry vodka.
Yumbo.
Oh! Oh my God. Do you want to know
very sweet.
Do you know how much that bottle cost me?
How much?
It was eight zloty.
Eight zloty?
Yeah.
How much is that?
That's about £1.20 something.
See, it's cheaper than water. Cheaper than water.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That's why everyone here is leathered.
It's so nice.
And then,
hello.
Don't.
Hey. You don't get these sounds on a podcast recorded from home, do you?
No, we're not in a soundproof studio. Or was that a sound effect?
Oh, my God. No, that was an authentic Polish bell. Hey, we went past the castle before.
Yeah, we did.
And we didn't... He kind of gave us generic facts. Mm-hmm. But I know a fact about the castle that I think you might like.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, up on that hill, there is a point that is said to be one of the Earth's chakras.
Oh, bullshit. None of it.
A spiritual place where the energy is powerful and it can heal you. And
nah, you're not having this again.
Go and touch a door. Okay, well, to be honest, I knew you were going to say it was bullshit.
Chakra nonsense.
I did just bring this up so I could share my favourite story of right now.
What's that?
It's about you, James.
Oh, so many good stories about me.
So, you don't mind me telling the story?
What story?
Healing. Okay.
Yes, okay.
So, we were at a gig the other week.
Sam Fender.
And James works for a radio station.
Radio X.
With Chris Moyles, who is quite well known in mm-hmm. the UK. And there are a lot of videos that get put out by the station, which James is part of.
Yeah.
So sometimes, especially when we're at gigs...
A Chris fan will come and say hello.
Yeah, a Chris fan will be like, James, from the Chris Moyles Show, how are you? Anyway.
Yeah.
This happened at Sam Fender.
Yeah.
A guy comes up to James, they have a little hug, have a little catch.
Yeah.
And off he goes, lovely. But the next day, James gets a message from him to be like, all right, mate, lovely to meet you. A couple of years ago, I was in a bad car crash.
And that's,
I was
like, that's not the funny bit.
I was like, oh, my God. And since then, he's fine. He's fine. Yeah. But since then, his smell's been gone. And when he went in for a hug with James, his smell came back.
Praise the Lord.
His smell came back. James is the new Lords. So forget a pilgrimage to Lords. You need a hug from James.
I fixed him.
So if you see James out and about, just go up and be like, James, I've got a dodgy stomach today.
Can
you burp me? Excellent.
I won't burp people, but he was doing... he did say to me, he was like, what aftershave was it? Because I'd like to buy some and get it. So, and it was...
Lynx Africa.
It was Lynx Africa. And a bit of Old Spice.
Right, I'm walking you back into the main square because for the final fact, it is something that I have actually shown you already.
Oh, yeah.
But we were departing the square on a Segway at speed.
Yeah.
And so I want to take you back to explain it properly. But here's the moment that you discovered what I was showing you. Okay, look to your right. See the statue? What can you
see?
You've
got a penis.
There's a hidden penis in the statue.
What?
So, it's a sword, but they put it in as a bit of a joke that if you look at a certain angle, the sword
is
popping out of the man's lap. So here we have a very famous statue in the square.
Yeah.
It shows the four gifts of the Holy Spirit. So you've got wisdom. Yeah?
What's that gift?
What?
What's the wisdom gift?
The gift of wisdom.
Okay. How do they represent that?
Well, I don't know which one's which.
Okay.
You have to go around and tell me which one you think it is. She looks like she's holding a kazoo. Understanding is the second gift.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah? This one's holding a harp.
Yeah.
God knows what
tunes.
That is.
Tunes. Gift of tunes, yeah.
Gift of counsel.
Obviously, yeah.
As in giving great advice.
Yeah.
And the gift of courage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah? And as you walk around, you will see that this chap here has got a lovely sword. He's probably courage, don't you think?
Probably.
Yeah? Well, the sculptor, his name was Adam Mickiewicz. Yeah?
Yeah.
He's playing a bloody trick on us.
Go on.
Because if you walk
I've
past
seen it.
This
I've seen
at
it
a certain angle, the sword...
Looks like he's got a big willy.
Becomes a penis.
Yeah.
So keep walking. Yeah, keep walking. Keep walking. Tell me when you can see it.
There's the willy.
There it is.
It's pointing southwest.
Is that with his schlong out?
It's not just out. He is proud and excited.
Yeah. It's an optical illusion.
It's not optical, it's there.
My question is, I reckon he didn't mean to do it.
Well, you think it's an accident and then he tried to style it out by going...
Yeah, and thought, I'm such a bloody maverick.
Yeah.
I think there's no way he knew that. Because look how regal this statue is.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
He's took it very seriously. Do you really think he put a schlong in?
Well,
for a joke?
You could change it, but I am... It's one of my favourite statues I've ever seen.
Of course it is.
That's a good one. That's an interesting thing.
It's
a beautiful,
isn't it?
Lovely mistake.
We love a cock-based tourist attraction. James, I just realised we finished our Glastonbury episode on reference of a cock. Yep, the standard is only getting better. Now, normally we go back to the hotel, but as a one-off,
we're here.
Let's do another thing.
We haven't done much booze because of segways legally.
So we're at the Vodka Cafe Bar, which I believe is just opened.
Yeah. No, no stag or hen part isn't over 21 only.
Oh, it's still locked.
It's still locked.
Oh, okay. I think he must be still setting up.
We're keen.
Right, we're too keen. We're gonna stand by the door until he lets us in. Dzień dobry.
This is cool.
It's very cool.
So
we get a flight. In front of us are six different types of vodka. Can you remember what we've gone for?
Raspberry.
Grapefruit.
Chili chocolate of yours.
Ginger.
Blackcurrant.
And plum. No, pear.
Pear.
Pear. All of these cost 40 Polish zloty.
What's that, like 8 quid?
That's really cheap for six shots of vodka.
Is that right?
Eight
quid?
You do the maths for me.
I did it now.
I think it's less. 40. What are we talking?
40 is £7.10.
Oh my God, what a bloody bargain. Right, I think we should begin with... Oh, I tell you what.
Yeah?
Since we're going to do an outro anyway,
mm-hmm.
we should talk through what we made of it, and in between each, we should try a new vodka shot.
Yes. Well, let's start with a shot, though.
Okay.
I want to start with raspberry.
Well, we'll do the same one.
A nice palate cleanser, which is full to the brim of 25 millilitres of vodka. And that is delicious.
Oh, my God, that's so nice. And what was really nice, he pulled all the shots out of the freezer.
They're all ice cold. They're like little chipping ice off them.
Yeah, and it is such a hot day today, so that is an absolute delight. I could drink that all day long.
Let's do it. Let's just stay it.
Should we just
now,
say it?
Why didn't we get two of them? I don't want the chili chocolate one.
Well, look, you've got to try a few things to see whether you like it or not.
That is an absolute delight. Oh, there's a bit left.
Speaking of things that you like, did you enjoy the Segway tour?
Yes. It's the first time I've ever done a Segway tour.
Me too.
I've been on those hoverboards that were popular in like 2018. Do you remember them? 2017,
18? Yes, they look dangerous.
I'd done them before, but I'd never been on the streets on a Segway before. And I thought it was a really cool way to go out of the city. Not all cities would work for it.
No, but what was really nice is that Krakow is quite pedestrianised.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
work in San Francisco.
Oh my God, it'd be awful with all those hills.
Yeah. But around here, it's a great place to go and do it.
Wait, because I was really worried about cars, and there just weren't that many out there.
No, and they used their brakes to stop an accident. So, for that, I did enjoy myself.
I surprisingly also enjoyed myself. I've got to admit that in the first 10 seconds, I thought, I'm not doing this. I'm going to get a micro scooter and follow along.
No, I wasn't having any of it. Chelsea needed more training than anyone else on the tour.
That's not true.
Yeah, you did. You need significantly more
Excuse
coaching.
Excuse me. Uh-huh. We went with the first woman who needed some coaching. He left me after 5 seconds. I trained myself.
Nah.
I trained myself.
He was with you the longest, but yes.
But would you say by the end, I was probably the best. So, you know, that training paid off.
Not best, most improved.
which is definitely
a backhanded compliment.
Mm. Yeah, but I did really, really like it. So if you're like me and you are a bit clumsy,
yeah,
I wouldn't say no to it.
No.
It doesn't take long to get used to it at all.
You're so good.
Yeah. What all was right. your... Oh, no, shot
Before
time.
We move on to next bit, another shot.
Yeah.
Now what do we do? Should we
We're
do this
in
one?
Order.
What's this one?
Right, we're going in order, but I'm going to do something here. I'm going to switch out the chilli chopper until the end.
No, because then there's nothing to clean it with.
And we're going to swap in the pear one third. Right, go
we're
on.
We're doing pink
Grapefruit.
And then browns right at the end. Always yeah. in that order. So that is...
Grapefruit.
Mm-hmm. Again, lovely.
Let's have a little sip. Oh, that's delightful. That is lovely.
We're just necking vodkas.
God, that's delicious.
All right, what was your favourite part?
My favourite part was overcoming my fears and realising you can do anything if you put your mind to it.
Christ, you went on a segue. Yeah, but well done. Well
Thanks.
Done, you.
Thank you.
Well done,
Thank you.
For balance reasons.
Your favourite part?
There wasn't anything particular. How's it getting louder?
James, we are going to be flagged to the RSPCA. You've said that I've been kicking pigeons. Now you're telling horses.
You did used to kick
pigeons. Shut up.
You used to kick pigeons on a Sunday.
I did not.
There's nothing that was like super standout guy. Oh my God, that is chuffing brilliant. But I thought it was all. I enjoyed the dragon.
Yeah.
The fire-breathing dragon, a nice bit of pyro for us to see. I enjoyed the story of the shooting arrow man.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed racing.
Yeah.
So I had no specific favourite part. Piss off, fly. Off from my vodka. I had no specific favourite part, but I enjoyed the afternoon. Would you go on another one in another city?
Absolutely not.
No?
That is a... one-time wonder.
What's wrong with
I
you?
I really enjoyed it,
but
I don't need to do it again.
Yeah.
I also feel like Krakow is the perfect place. I think it'd be difficult to get better than what we've done.
Okay.
But yeah, it was good.
Pear. A lovely pear.
You love a pear. A good pear.
A good pear.
No. Honestly. Oh, that one's a bit stronger. I don't know why, but the pear is burning my insides.
Like a Copperberg pear cider.
Okay, what do you think needed improvement on our Segway tour?
What do I think needs improving?
I thought you would say the speed instantly.
Oh, the speed actually, yeah. It felt like it did, I kept leaning forward as much as I could go, but it did have a restriction. I wonder whether they put a restriction on for us.
They 100% do, which I'm really grateful about. I thought that was a good thing, but I knew that you'd want to be absolutely razzing about on it.
Yeah, I was really impressed with how good and responsive they were, though. They were not like entry-level segues, they were proper ones, and I enjoyed that. But yeah, a bit more speed. And you were going to say shorter, but I would say longer.
Really? Yeah. No, but that's what I was going to say. It was quite tiring, all that standing up.
No, I would.
I want to do it again. Like, I get it. The historical parts, what we learned was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I would much prefer that to be under an hour.
Oh no.
It was an hour and 45 minutes by the time we were done.
If it was allowed, I'd like to stop off halfway around, have a swift half.
No, because you're not allowed to do that.
No, I was supposed to say if you were allowed.
Right.
You're allowed to have a half. You can have a swift, or even just a half a shandy, stop at a pub, park up your Segways, and then continue on the tour.
Basically,
that would be brilliant.
You just want to be a commuter.
Yes.
In a Segway.
Yeah.
Okay, that's yours then. Next shot, we have the ginger. Now, you pulled a face when I ordered that.
Why would you order ginger?
Because I've never tried it before, and I thought it might be good for our stomachs.
You don't like ginger?
I love ginger.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. This is very full.
I love ginger beer.
Get your lips around that.
Okay. I have to do a slurp. I'm so sorry.
I like this piggy.
Oh, my God. You know, ginger can be quite spicy.
Yeah, that delicious?
I think that's going to be spicy in chili chocolate.
Oh, no.
It's because I basically snorted it in then. It
smells of ginger.
Oh, no shit. What do you think?
Oh, no, I don't like that one.
No, that one's not as delicious and fruity, is it?
No, I don't like that. Oh, yeah. No, what a stupid one.
I'm sorry. But look, it wasn't expensive. You got to try a few different things.
Question, and I need some help there because I forgot how much it cost. Was it worth it?
It cost just over £13 each.
Okay, then. Okay, my answer is yes, it was absolutely
it
worth
was
it.
So worth it.
£13, is that what it cost?
It's one of the best value tourist attractions I've ever done. Considering you had to have a machine.
Why did we tip him more? It was only £13.
Yeah.
That is absolutely unbelievable.
Honestly, what an absolute bargain.
Yes, it was worth it.
100% a really fun thing to do. Yeah.
Go do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
Right, another one. Oh, there's two to go.
Oh, you like this one though. This is blackcurrant.
I'm hoping it's like Ribena.
Oh, that's delicious.
Like Ribena?
It's like high juice. Sainsbury's high juice.
Well, yeah. You could give that to your kids.
You could give that to your kids.
You'd be arrested, but you could.
Okay.
Now, what are we going to do? Marks out of 10.
Marks out of 10, the last question.
I'm going to rate this place. I'm going to rate this place. I'm going to rate it a bit of the Segway tour in Krakow. I'm going to rate it 7.7 out of 10.
No, hang on. You cannot change the scoring format. You can't decide on this one episode that you're going to rate it on the activity and then also the area.
Yeah.
You need to rate the Segway tour.
The Segway tour, okay, then I'm rating 7.7 out of 10.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Honestly, trying to keep you in line is a nightmare. I'm going to rate it 7.5.
Ooh.
Because it's not my type of tourist attraction, but it's incredible value. You cannot get away from the fact that for £13...
Amazing.
We got to see the city, we learned facts, and I got to learn a new skill.
New skill? You put it on your CV?
I'm going to put it on my CV.
So the average for that is 7.5. 7.6.
That's quite a good score.
7.6 is quite high.
It's a really high score considering I thought I would mark it low because I thought I wouldn't like it.
Did you? I knew I'd like it.
It's proper touristy though, isn't it?
Right, and that's it. That's the end of the podcast.
No, it's not.
That's the end.
No, it's not.
We are done.
No.
We're wrapping up.
No.
And that's the end now.
We have now got the final shot, which is a chili chocolate. James has got some history with chili chocolate.
I don't like spice.
He, on his radio show, they tricked him into some chili chocolate and he was nearly sick several times.
I was sick in the Classic FM toilet. And that's not the station I work at.
Right. And now it's time to try it in shot form.
It just smells like chocolate.
Well, I think actually after the ginger it might be fun. He's gone in.
It's not super, super spicy.
Okay.
It's just claggy.
Oh, it's a claggy shot. Well, let me give it a go.
Oof. That. Oh, no, there's a bit of a kick after. I thought.
Oh, that's lovely.
Do you like that?
That's delicious. Oh, I love that.
Why do you sound like Lloyd Grossman?
I'm going to put that in some pasta jars and sell them at Sainsbury's. Oh, I really like that. Delicious. Oh, no. So if you come to the vodka bar, I absolutely recommend trying the chili chocolate.
Someone, like a few people recommended that on Instagram. They're like, I try the chili chocolate one. And yeah, I'm like, no, gorgeous. I don't like chili. And they're like, oh, no, it's actually all right. But
it's like a pudding.
It is. It's like a chocolate
mousse. That's me melting.
Mousse with the souffle.
That is bloody delicious.
Can you finish that?
I will. I'll finish this. You can have the ginger one. How about that?
What a win-win.
What a swap. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tipsy Tourism. Sad news.
Yeah.
This is the end of series three.
Yeah, it is the end
How
of series three.
How did we get here so quick?
It's sped by.
It has sped by. But thank you so much for listening to this episode, to any of the rest. And of course, if you haven't listened to any of the rest, you've got some time to catch up.
Yes, you do. Oh. Thank you. There's a fan. Also,
what?
There may be something else coming. So subscribe and that will be notified in this feed.
You're right. Good cryptic clue there.
It's something is coming.
Something is coming.
Which is good, useful, fun and great.
And we think you'll love it. And you'll find out here first in the feed.
Yeah, you will.
And so you will not know about it first unless you hit subscribe. Correct. Or follow, or whatever it is.
It's follow on Apple.
Is it? Thank you.
But thank you for downloading, listening, rating, all of the above.
Yeah.
And we will see you in the next one.
Thank you.
No, we won't see you. Don't say that. You took three series to learn that. We will speak to you.
We will speak to you.
Edit that out in the next one.
Yeah. I do want to say, before we cut off, because we are, you know, we're the diehards right now that haven't switched off. If you have been one of our patrons at any point over the last three series, we just want to say a massive, massive thank you for your support. You are the people who make it possible for us to be able to do this,
yes,
to cover our costs. So honestly, we're very, very grateful.
We're super thankful.
Thank you so, so much. And we're really excited to create more podcasts in the future. And if you've got a moment, go on, give us a review. I know it's the last episode, but it all helps
when
we come back.
The reviews continue on.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy your day, whatever you're doing. And make sure you have a vodka shot on us.
Yeah, just not the chocolate one.
Cheers.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.